Radha addressed, become Hare, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, embodiment of bliss. Rama, ocean of, you know, bliss, a supreme enjoyer, all attractive, Krishna. Deliver from birth and death. Please, we are requesting, fillingly engage me in your loving devotional service. That means, savanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, sharanam. And like that, there are many limbs of bhakti. We have 64 items. Out of them, 9 are the, say, prime chief. Savanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, sharanam. Among them even, the 2 is more important. Savanam and kirtanam. Many places, Krishna is telling, tat srinu. So this is very important, hearing. Simply hearing, Maharaj Parikshit supposed to die in 7 days. And he was asking the great sages, what I am supposed to do, what is the, for my nishreyas, best for me, for my good, ultimate good, please tell, within these 7 days, what can I do? The different persons saying different things, sages, but then one young boy came, and if you could understand, he's very educated person spiritually. He has no clothes, he's like a paramahansa, like liberated soul. And he asked him, this is son of Vyasa, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasaki. He said that I will tell you the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply listen. And he was listening. And more he listened, more he find sadhu, sadhu, pade, pade. More he listened, more he find this more and more. He find is relishing. 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 Anandam buddhivardhanam. Just if you chant, just you eat something and you like it, do you ask anybody for testing that you are satisfied? No, yourself. So you ask yourself, now after this class, maybe there will be prasadam. You don't like what we are saying. You like prasad, yes? You like Krishna. Krishna being absolute, there is no difference. Krishna prasad. Even he could be, may not be a devotee. No. Say Mr. Putin, I heard, this big statesman Mr. Putin of a big country, superpower, or may not be now, whatever. And he took our restaurant, Prabhupada said, people don't chant Hare Krishna. Let him give prasad. He would come. What is this? Samosa. Can I? Another one? Yes? Another? Yes? But he does know he's becoming Krishna conscious. He's become purified by associating with Krishna. So Mr. Putin also, having our fried rice, samosa, with chaat, and so many others. Just like George Harrison. I remember George Harrison. He used to come to London. You see, Prabhupada is a famous for his singing, becoming one of the Beatles, and how Prabhupada turned him into a great lover of Krishna. He did so much service, bringing out this Krishna book. Whole money he gave. The Bhaktivinoda Manor, Maharaj may be there now. So many other things he helped. He liked, and he used to come, I remember, Prabhupada said, give him some prasad. And he said, cauliflower, pakora, with some chaat. Who doesn't like? But this is Krishna prasad. You outside you take, you may not that much as you take Krishna prasad. Why you will go to outside? We are associating with Krishna. And we are enjoying Krishna's association. Then one day these people become bhakta, serving Krishna. Love means dedication. Love means sacrifice. Everybody wants to sacrifice and dedicate on love. And this is a gradual process. We already have love of God, but it is covered because we don't know where to repose. We now love so many other things, my body, my country, bodily relation, my bank balance, my car, so many things. But still, we are not happy. But when we know where to put on love, actually, please excuse my English, repose it, that is Krishna, Krishna consciousness. And then you feel really satisfied. It's not like this, that here I am also not satisfied. Yes, you are satisfied, but ultimately end with this misery. Very beginning, now you go out, you see the difference between the face of devotee and outsider. Devotee who is 24 hours engaged in Krishna service, getting up early in the morning, attending Mangala Arati, Lord casting auspicious look, Radha Gopinath, Sinadji, Gonitai, Lord's casting auspicious look, your Mangala Arati means your whole day is auspicious. Others not like that. So devotee are free from tension, anxiety. The chanting Hare Krishna. This is Vaikuntha. Hare Krishna. Vaikuntha, Vigata Kunta, no anxiety, no fear. And face is the index of mind. Face test, you see outside people, you may be saying, good morning, how are you, this, that. He is putting on a face, everybody knows. He is not at heart. He is all right. He's all right. That the devotees see bright face. Right? The one father like that, to Prabhupada said, Christian. He internationally go around different countries, Sydney, Tokyo, New York, London, Paris, Moscow. He one day asking Prabhupada, Swamiji, can I have a talk with you? Yes, why not? Yeah. We see, I see our boys and girls, these are our boys and girls, they never go to a church. Huh? But now I see they are mad after God and Krishna. How come? How did this thing happen? This is miracle. May not be exactly what I am saying, roughly. That is what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, what we exactly following what Acharya said, what Krishna said 40 million years ago, even 5,000 years ago, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, exactly as it is, we are saying the same thing. Same thing. Same wine in a different bottle. Like that. We are depending on time, place, subject. And people are taking, we are giving Krishna. Krishna means embodiment of joy and bliss, then everybody becoming joyful. You may take outside the same thing, but after that, go to doctor. Why? Snat prasad. Doesn't matter, it is a vegetarian food. You are eating sin. It's not said, eating sin. But you are taking prasad. Prasad means what Lord is giving you is kripa. Being pleased, you know, take this. You don't want to chant. Take this. So we tell you, please come here. Take, you don't want to chant? You don't want to be here? No, you are going to baptize me. Make me Krishna. Okay. You don't want. You like the food? Come. Even Mr. Putin, he enjoys Krishna consciousness. Little ones taking, getting the mercy of Krishna. So this way Prabhupada asked us to open many centers and many other things like restaurant also. It's for common people. But most of the people are in a mode of passion and ignorance. Simply living for eating, sleeping, mating, defense. This is called material existence, Bishoy. So when you give up this drive, Vishaya Chariya Kabe, Shuddha Habe Mana, when you give up this Vishaya, then we can see real face of Krishna. Kabe Hama Herava, Sri Vrindavana. But we go to Vrindavan. I have seen Vrindavan. What you have seen? It going? Let us go to Lai Bazar. Where is Rabri? I will see. You are after Vishaya. You go to temple and see Diti and come back. That's all. That everywhere is there. Have you become joyful? You take up Krishna consciousness. You go to Krishna, the Krishna temple. This is not divine from Vrindavan. Where there is Krishna Katha. Vrindavan means, Tirtha means, you go there, Vrindavan, Mathura, Jagannath Puri, Dwarka, here find out where a devotee and listen Krishna Katha. Where is Krishna? Krishna Kothai? Krishna Kothai. Where is Krishna Katha? Krishna said to Narada Muni, the greatest devotee, Naham Vasami Vaikunthe. Everybody knows where I live, na Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. Of course he is there, but can you see? Not yogi hidaya, neither in the hidaya, heart of the yogis. Where? Jatra madbhakta gayanti, where my devotees glorifying my divine name, form, beauty, pastime, this is here. This is New York temple, whatever, now will be what small center there, I go with it. Huh? Bhakta center? It's nice. I go there. Right? Not long. Other places there. So these are like the oasis. People are like in the animal, in a deer, in a desert. No water, but he find maybe there is some water, look like. He doesn't know it's a mirage. Huh? It looks like water, actually no water. He's running, running. This material world is called like this. Everybody is looking for where, how I can be happy, looking for happiness. Either with money or other pleasure, sensual pleasure, man, woman, or name, fame, adoration. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you want to want Krishna, everything is there. Na dhanam. Don't be after hankering too much. Be happy, simple living, high thinking. Na dhanang, na janang. Janang means many my follower. Na sundaring, I want a handsome husband, rich, a beautiful wife, and you become entangled. But without this, a man requires a man requires a woman, every woman requires a man. But Krishna consciousness, that is nice, proper adjustment is there. That is harmonize. How? You become Vaishnava, you become Vaishnavi. The great devotees are there, many great devotees are there. Draupadi was the topmost Vaishnavi, Mata Yashoda, Kunti Devi, so many great. We can become a grain of dust of them. Read what Kunti Devi's prayer. Krishna, you are inside and outside of everything, but nobody can see you. Nato natto dharo jatha. Just like somebody's relation is in the Dhamma, there, he's going there, he couldn't recognize him. So Duryodhan, seeing Krishna, but is not seeing God Krishna. Why? He is not devotionally inclined. Whereas Kunti Devi, Bhishma, Vachupanda, Draupadi, no, it's Krishna, it's God. They may be nephew. Cousin, Arjuna. And Kunti may be auntie, but she knows it's God. So though he knows she is my nephew, she is my brother's son. Vasudeva son. He knows he is the supreme personality of God. And so she is saying, let that danger be padashantu. Let the danger come again. All this danger. Don't go, Krishna. Why? Then he can see you. We will be free from birth, death, old disease. But who will say that? Nobody wants danger. But the material law means padam padam jad vipadam. Anytime you may be very happy family, your nice wife, bank balance, car, Collect television, nice relation, you are enjoying society, family, everything. Suddenly some danger, problem. This is material power. Padam, padam, jata. Nobody can say, I am peacefully living. This is material, not like that. Krishna said, this is dukkhalayam and asaswatam. Everything is temporary and full of misery, end with. Nobody wants to die, even becoming old, nobody wants. Nobody wants to become old, you want to become young boy, young girl, enjoy to the fullest extent. Because that is what we are eternal. That Krishna is telling, to teach us through Arjuna, that we are not this body. This is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. We come to ISKCON, first lesson is this, what Krishna told Arjuna, Dehi nasmin jatha dehe. You all remember, you have got a this kid like a baby body, this is now gone, finished. Then you have got a boy's body, child's body, child, little girl, then that body gone. Then you become young girl body, that body gone, then middle-aged body, but you still are there. Naturally question will come, I have money. Old man's body now. This body, when he'll be gone, definitely I'll get another body. It is very common sense. Why? It is difficult to understand. But some people, so in a mood of passion and ignorance, simply this thing they cannot understand. Whole education is given such a never, they keep them in darkness. Even big, big university, Berkeley, Massachusetts, Yale, Princeton, nowhere. Big, big university, Bombay, Calcutta, no, minister, never give. Don't know how to, what a risky life they are leading. They never think of their future. There could be all reason also. They think, after that everything is finished, then I don't have any bother, whatever I like, I do. Whatever I like, I drink. Girlfriend, boyfriend, drink. Doesn't know what is awaiting them. Where from? This mouse, monkeys, buffaloes, tiger, varieties of 8,400,000 species coming. It is a science, it is not blind faith. Why they got this body? Where from this coming? University, education cannot tell this thing. But Gita can tell this thing. Karanam guna sangasya. As you associate with the mode, you are associate the mode of passion and ignorance, you get a body like that. To fulfill the consciousness you develop, a material nature, maya adhyakshana. Krishna is recording everything, Paramatma, he is recording you like this, this. Swamiji, university student asking, this is modern education. Swamiji, all right, what do you say? Now, just in case I understand, you say, if I fall down risky life leading, I am leading like a dog. Okay, I am attached to a dog. Next I become a dog. What's wrong? Do you think like that? I don't think you think any of it. Anybody want to become a dog, cat, rat, mouse? No. Then you cannot solve this problem. Millions of lives. You glide down again, go through 9 lakhs type of living entity in water. From a small crab to the big whale, 200 feet. Why is this? Different type of body, different type of nature. Bhagavad Gita is answering. Karanam, causes, guna sangasya. Because he is associated with different guna, sat, asat, janma, jonishu, different types of body he is getting. Fortunately, he got this human birth. You are fortunate, maybe past, you did something, piety, Jeshang to anta gatang papam jananang punna karmana. Did piety, so you are in ISKCON now. Come here to see Radha Gopinath. Shalpam api asya dharma asya. Even you, little bit you're doing. This thing you're doing now, devotional service. Krishna will never forget. There is a story in this connection I'm telling. This boy is saying, because this is a university student, master degree studying or postgraduate, Because he developed this consciousness. If I become a dog, I can enjoy unlimited sensual pleasure. That is the goal. Material life means that. Now I do many things, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, in a different way, unlike the animals, anywhere and everywhere. Now then you become that. Enjoy as much possible. Don't care for what happened. He does not know. He has to go through millions of lives like this before he get a chance to get this body to solve his problem. No more birth, no more death, no more old age, disease. Eternal life, full of knowledge and bliss with Krishna. God. Is there? This is the opportunity. And Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Durlabha manusam janma. This human birth is very durlabha. Durlabham. Durlabha means rarest of the rare. But at the same time, adhruvam. How long you live? Some trees are living maybe 1,000 years, 10,000 years. There are trees in San Francisco, outskirts of the city, some garden. There. But what is the use? You may live how many years? 50 years, 60 years, at most 100 years. Then. But any moment, don't take it for granted, any moment, we can die. Maharaj Parikshit had 7 days. We may have not even maybe 7 minutes. I am coming in a car if there could be accident any moment. I have to, of course, remember always Krishna. So that we can go back to Krishna. Nobody knows this. Krishna is saying, jang jang bapi sharan bhavam tajityante kalevam. So that is why you are practicing here. You are coming here. You remember. That is why India, there is a tradition. Those who are coming from conservative family, they used to give their children's name of God. Mukunda, Krishna, Jagannath, Ranganath, Gopal. Lady's name, girl's name, God, Shakti, Ganga, Jamuna, Rukmini, Lakshmi. Now they think this is all obsolete, this is all primitive. Different as the diamond, donor, so many things, nothing to do. Remembering God, so that he can easily remember. There is an incident on this, I tell you, should. There was a, in UP, now not the UP, where there is Kanpur, around that area or that place, maybe it used to be called Kanauj or Kannakuj. In India, there are different places, like Kanchipuram, seat of learning, big, big scholars, Pandit, Brahmin, no scripture. Bengal, Navadvip, Bihar, Darbhanga, UP, maybe Kashi, like that. So, Kanpur was placed like that, it was not Kannakuj. Srimad Bhagavatam, all the names are there still. So many names still is there. Kurukshetra. There was a king called Kuru. It is named Kurukshetra. Dharma Khetra Kurukshetra. Before 5,000 years even that place was place of pilgrimage. So, this Kanaka, there are many Brahmins. Then one very good Brahmin is that he has got a son. Son's name is Ajami. He was a his father, Brahmin, means he always worship Narayan. Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya. Still now in India, everywhere. I mean, that is all changing. So Prabhupada has to again start making real Brahmin throughout the world. Some don't like it in India. Why you make them Brahmin foreigner? Are they Brahmin? Brahmin is known by qualification, not by I'm Bhavmanya Brahmin. I am just his son. I cannot sit my father's place unless I am qualified. That is what Krishna says. Chaturbarnam maya system guna karma vibhagas. According to guna and karma. Are you patan patan jajan jajan dan parigraha? You are doing Brahmin's activity. Are you controlling your mind and senses? Who will control? Is controlling senses. I am Brahmin. This is now Brahmin. It's Brahmin. You control, Baba. Control your tongue. Brahmin. Then far away, First become Brahmin mode of goodness, then come mode of pure goodness. That is Vaishnava. That is devotional service. Then you can think of God. Unless you control yourself, no question of spiritual life. Unless you Brahminically qualify, no question. That is why previously our Brahmin, unless somebody is Brahmin, he cannot touch Veda, he cannot touch Bhagavad Gita. Chalo. Kalo Shudra Sama, everybody is Shudra, working. Somebody went to some place, I won't tell, one Indian gone to another, he said, Maharaj, how could you be a Brahmin, you coming from there? I am Brahmin. So, you are Brahmin. Okay. The Brahmin, we know scripture says who is Brahmin, Krishna says Bhagavad Gita. Yes, you tell Brahmin. So, what you do for your living? I work, government office decision. Brahmin doesn't work. You get paid? Yes, Brahmin doesn't get paid. You're supposed to teach scripture. Patan, patan, jajan, jajan. You're supposed to do jagga, home, and teach others. Dan, pratigya. You should live very simple, bare necessities of life. And what is extra you give away? Are you doing? No. Then why you say Brahmin? No, I'm Brahmin, son. No. Sat scripture, jadnus. Narada Muni says, jasya jat lakkhanam praktam. A person will be known from the lakkhan, from the symptom, what you are doing, what is nature, all these things. The Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, samo, damo, tapos, you follow this? He remains silent. How could be a Brahmin? Why not if they can be Brahmin, a foreigner coming? They develop this quality, they also can be Brahmin. Why you are opposing? No answer. So you are a Brahmin. Brahmin means associate, worship, Brahmanadev, Narayan, Krishna, Narayan Shila. Unless somebody is pure, you shouldn't. Narayan Shila touch, this is apparat, you have to suffer. Prabhupada didn't allow long time in ISKCON to worship Narayan Shila. He said, I want to see. Very pure. Brahmin is called Suchi. Suchi means pure. Who is pure? Pavitra, apavitra, all of us have got dirty thing in our mind. Lusty desire, calm, growth, lobh, moho, mad, matsurja. This leads us to naraka. It will take you to naraka. Means you become hog, dog, all this. Or naraka. This is Krishna. ISKCON is teaching everybody, please chant Hare Krishna, take prasad, hear Krishna katha. Is that difficult? Yes, sir, is that difficult? It's very simple. Anybody can do. So whole world taking. Prabhupada give them nice prasad. They like it. Now associate with devotee. Chant Hare Krishna. You don't have to give up anything. Live your normal life, your work, your family. You don't have to give up anything. Sthanesthita. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Grihe thako, bane thako. Whether you are a grihastha, live with your wife, children, or you are ascetic or renounce brahmachari. It's difficult to remain brahmachari these days. Natural is grihastha life. But if I can renounce, you have got enough time, no botheration, bringing, maintaining family, educate them, taking care of them, so much. You can find more time. But still, there are grihastha great. Among the Mahajan, many are grihastha. King Janakaraj, Boli Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, so many, Narad, Brahma, Lord Shiva, they're all Mahajan, all guests. Why not guests? But it's helpful if you can restrain temptation, provocation. That is difficult, that's difficult. Present is more difficult. So it's forbidden, this sort of renounced life. But some can, best use of bad bargain. That is, ISKCON is doing throughout the world, so many people. I recently, I was not very far, going to Russia. So many becoming bhakta by Kalpavrikha, Bhaktivrikha. Huh? So many. Ukraine, maybe. 8,000 boys and girls chanting, dancing. Ukraine. Festival. Black Sea Festival. Maybe 6,000 boys and girls chanting, dancing. At least doing something. Taking prasad, chanting. May not be strictly what we can. Marriage. Vedic marriage means for whole life. No separation. Now I don't know, I'm hearing so many things India coming. Even worst thing passed by one foreign lady, powerful, lip together. So dog, cats like, lip together. I don't know. May not be that much, all these things there already. But at least still, as far as I know, India know, once you marry, it is for whole life, like birth and death, marriage is like that. No separation, maybe artificially for some time, but you should not get married another, take another wife or another husband. This is dog-cat life. But anyway, it doesn't matter, when 70% go away from the acharya, in order to fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire sometime, you cannot maintain all, strictly all, standard, purity. I was in, some time back, I was in eastern India, this in Tripura. So one lady, one man is asking, Maharaj, this is Hindu, or if not, you say Vedic culture, yes? So this lady, one lady I know, she lost her husband, now going to get married, is it to be allowed? At least, according to Vedic culture, we'll say exceptional case, that case, different, usually no. She should accept Krishna is my husband. Difficult though, many countries. So they have to amend and all these things. But Prabhupada said, if you want to go back to Godhead, you have to pay the price. Price is, you have to, Krishna is Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Krishna is supremely pure. So we should be at least in a mode of goodness always. Getting early in the morning, take bath, is very good for our health, consciousness. Come to Mangalaya, not that. Maharaj, in a train going, 3 o'clock, but when outside, chai, 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 get up. I mean, somebody is chanting, is gone, devotee, Hare Krishna, get up early in the morning, go to bed 8 o'clock in the train, going to Delhi, and Maharaj, why you are chanting, I am also Brahmin. Why you are not, making noise, softly chanting some of the Hare Krishna. But this guy shouting like this, screaming, joy, joy, hey, joy. Deep sleeping, can hear, joy. But he cannot tolerate Hare Krishna. He is a modern Brahmin. Modern Brahmin. This is Kali Yuga. That is why Prabhupada made wonder. Prabhupada said, I picked up the most wonderful flowers of the world, different country, all these boys and girls, men, women, from all different countries, make one family's corn. Doesn't matter it is Philippines, doesn't matter it is China, I went there. So many nice devotees in China. Good, good. And East European country. They're like India, flourishing, meaning. Huh? Other places may not be there. Huh? And they're coming up. Must be past life they did. And they found this very wonderful. Chanting, dancing, singing. Who doesn't like? Everybody likes. Who doesn't like to sing, dance? Provided he is joyful. Artificially one cannot chant, dance. So Cassius Clay, famous man, he was interviewed by our devotee, back to Godhead, and once, after devotee, he last question he asked, interviewer, they want to ask you a question. You said, I am greatest, nobody can beat me. Yes, yes. So what? Question is, you tell something about it. In detail, you used to think, nobody can beat him. Then he said, I used to tell this. True. But he's very sad to answer this. Morose, he said, I used to tell, but, what but? But now I realize something. What do you realize? I realize I was greatest, no doubt. But I was greatest fool. Why, why? I used to think, I am greatest, nobody can beat me, nobody can conquer me, defeat me. I find there is somebody, there is Krishna. Everybody is controlled, so is intelligence. Better submit, surrender to Krishna. That is called culture, that is called religion. He is happy. If you become, Prabhupada said, a great personality, you become his pet. Do you have to think of your necessities? He will give you more. Before you ask for it. So Krishna is the proprietor, if you always remember, then you will have peace. That is why nobody has peace. There is a big factory, big house, big car, big bank balance. Still he is not happy. Maybe he gives big banquet for the others, buffet, people taking so much. But he maybe got money, taking a cup of tea and one toast or two biscuits. Because he has got disease, he can't. Better become Krishna conscious. Take halwa, puri, kachauri, gulab jam. I was telling one guy, he's not kidding, he says, Maharaj, stop, stop, what? Water is coming in my mouth. Are Baba, have some patience, I'll take you on Sunday, come to your Sunday feast. You have to have some patience at once, don't you? Maharaj, don't tell. And chant Hare Krishna. You go back to Godhead. What is this? Good little service to Krishna. Go distribute book now. You have got time. What are you doing? Nothing. You like it. You love it. Then you are exhausted. Come here. Prasadam ready. Samosa, kachori, halwa, puri, kheer, srikhand. So many things. This is his God. So one who is intelligent, sumedhasa, he always take up Krishna consciousness. So you are sumedhasa. You are coming. Any country we go, so many countries, South America, Mexico, Chile, or whatever, Russia, nowhere in the world so many people come as India. If you say there is Harikatha, Ramkatha, Delhi, 1 crore of rupees, I ask, this pandal huge, how much it cost? Maharaj, it cost 1 crore. Just they're spending 1 crore for the pandal. What? Just to listen Ram Katha, Krishna Katha. And then, sumptuous prasad, first class. And people are giving. So nice, come to Krishna Katha. But still they won't come, watch TV, cricket. I'm a disco dancer. So. And go there, Krishna, you have to forget Krishna, go there and suffer, get kick of Maya, and one day come here. One day come. So one is intelligent. Shubhasya sigram. Ashubhasya kalo haranam. What is ashubha? Put it aside. Shubha, come to Krishna consciousness. So it's a adhruvam. It is very uncertain. Any moment we can die. My mother, a few days ago, is 98 years old. He says, no, what? Your brother, cousin brother, is my same age, used to play with me. My uncle's son, doing business, always mother saying, going to his office. He just died. How? Cellophone. Hello, 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 hello. Okay. Every day he's just an addict now. He got a brain, maybe very good. No, anything you can tell. But you don't know any moment brain tumor or cancer. He had brain tumor. He just died. He said, 2 days ago I saw him. Now he see. I saw next house. The body dead. Maybe he's remembering me, my mother. He's the same age. He used to play. Now he doesn't see me. He's come back when you come from foreign, abroad. I just came from Spain, Europe. And he's come right here. No, going. Yes, give up. So, now he's there. Not there. So it could happen to any of us. So better we should chant Hare Krishna associated with devotees. So this Ajamil is sung because of Asat Sangha. So those who are, this is not Vedic culture, to show your affection, love to your beloved physical. He, many countries, so many things, there are cinema, television, so, but still in India, cinema, government, censor, you cannot show all these things. Young boy, girl, the other place, why young boy, man, woman, in dark, he saw something, young boy and girl embracing this, that. Naturally, young boy, his father sent for getting up, pick up some tulsi leaves or flowers, fragrant to offer to the Lord. He got agitated. It's quite natural. That is Iskon's teaching. You become Brahmin, in advance, you may restrain. If not advance, training time, anybody can fall down. Yes? We can ask ourselves, anybody can fall down. We can ask ourselves, even old age, even normally going to die, still to become free from this very difficult. Calm, crowd, impulses. kamobe, krodobe, tobe. This is spiritually advanced. That our Acharya showed us, Ramanujacharya, Jamunacharya, Madhacharya, Nimaditya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is ISKCON teaching to whole world. And who can lead? You can lead, you can lead. One great personage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hilo Jar. Not everybody. Those are born in India, the special. This is their only responsibility. Become, read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, digest it. Practice in your life. Then preach Krishna consciousness to your neighbors, if you can. Advance, teach to the world. That is what Prabhupada showed us. Then, not even Gandhi, don't mind, or any other big personalities in India, can tell boldly, going to other country, what we have come here? Have come here to remind you, what? Remind us, yeah. About God, what you have forgotten. No, we have got churches everywhere, synagogue, masjid. Nobody goes, all locked up, thousands, hundreds in city. But here everybody is coming. Why? As it is, what Krishna says, they are giving. And so they are joyful. So they are happy. Though they are free from tension, they are peaceful. That is everybody is looking for. So Ajamil fell down. He brought a beautiful girl, maybe a prostitute, and lived with her, like husband to wife, and got so many children. And the old age, because of his past, he has got it's called sneha. Usually father, mother likes, or sometimes, who is youngest. Sometimes. It's called sneha. Sneha means like oil. It goes downward. Trickle down. So it's Srimad Bhagavatam. He has got, he was his pet. He always cried, Narayan, come here. He gave the name Narayan. He used to be Narayan Sila. He did little service to Narayan. But Krishna is within the heart. Krishna is, Sarvasya chaham hirishannivishto matta sriti gyanam apanach. I remind somebody. I make somebody forget. I give knowledge from within. So, when he is in deathbed, he did so many sinful activities. First of all, he was a perfect Brahmin, trained up, more or less. Very young man, susceptible to become victim of Maya. Why he? Any of us, we also. But Krishna protects us. We strictly follow our Acharya. Strictly follow scripture. He saved 24 hours engaged. Krishna protects. Otherwise, we are living entity conditions, so we are susceptible to become victim of Maya. Fall down. Break, transgress, rule, regulate. Though we know we should not do. Somebody is going to steal. Even though we do it, he get prompt. You should not do this. But many of us, I have got this responsibility, my wife, my children, I have to do something questionable. I have to maintain my family. Give bread and butter for the minimum thing. What can I do? So though it is prompting from within, Krishna, we get carried away. Do it. Let me do now. Later on you see everybody is doing. Madman think whole world is mad. Thief think whole world is thief. Devotee think whole world can be made bhakta. Balastavat kriya shakta. Shankaracharya said, little boy want to only play, he's attached. Tarunastavat taruni rakta. Boys are running after girls, girls are running after boys from time immemorial. And old man is thinking, oh my, this daughter, she was married now, a lost husband again coming here, what is her future, I'm thinking. My son got educated, no job, he's not established, what is thinking? He's always thinking. But nobody is thinking for his ultimate good, Krishna. Paramo brahmane kopina lagna. So ISKCON is teaching, Prabhupada is teaching, his disciples are teaching, please do whatever you are doing, wherever you are, doesn't matter your profession. Your family, everything is there. Just act Krishna consciousness. That's all we are asking. That's all we expect. So this boy, little did, now he saw horrible, awesome three figures are coming. And he became frightened. So he called out, Narayan! Because he come from You know? This culture, you come from some conservative background. Not like nowadays, Dona, Diamond, so many things. Not Ganga, Jamuna, not, not Balaji, Krishna, Govinda. No, yeah, this old style. Back then. This is our advancement. But what ISKCON is teaching, now people are saying, you are, did some piety, saying that you came here. Not everybody comes. So he said, naturally, he called his, he meant his son. But he told the word Narayan, but Narayan is in the heart. He understands, Narayan knows, past salpamopyasuram. If somebody does little service to Krishna, Krishna never forgets. Krishna never forgets. He responds. So he knows now he is in danger. Krishna helps. Draupadi one day, Krishna, she is a great lady. She is not even normally born like we are, come from the womb. She came from the jagga, fire. She is almost as good as Lakshmi Devi. But she is going through so many tribulations. In the hand of Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra, so many others. But she has faith in Krishna. Krishna one day cut his... Krishna was talking with Draupadi. Suddenly, Krishna showing something to Draupadi, cut his hand. Draupadi usually not do. Her husband gave her a nice sari. Ladies are usually like sari. At once, tear. Krishna, you got cut. Little she did. Krishna never forget. When woman can be worst possible humiliation, disrobing in front of everybody in the court. Any Tom, Dick, Harry there, disrobing a lady who is as good as Lakshmi Devi. She simply, at last moment, depend on Krishna. Krishna, you want? I am humiliated. Such worst possible way in front of everybody. Okay, you do. And surrender to Krishna. At once Krishna in the form of sari, unlimitedly supplying to thwart the evil desire of all the Duryodhana, Dushasana, others. Exhausted, pulling all the sari. This devotee experience, till now this is happening, may not be exactly this way. Devotee has faith. Do you have faith? That is why you are here. Why you will be here? Otherwise watch TV. You did past activity. I don't have qualification to purify myself. I am just repeating what my guru says. So, Krishna remembers. So remind him, Narayan. One of our acharya said. At once. The moment he remembered Narayan, God Narayan, not only his son, at once the four very bright, luminous. The Vishnu Duta looked like Vishnu all arrived to protect him. Hey, stop! You cannot take him. Thus you are saved. So why not us now? Have faith in Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Take prasad. Come to ISKCON temple. You will be saved. Though you have got maybe somebody, I don't know, maybe many of you coming regularly. Regularly, you get more benefit, more reassured. Even once you come, see the result. Little did service, childhood days. So much simple activity, he was saved. Then later, Yamadutta, when he gone, I make it short, then he went to Haridwar and did again bhajan, then Vishnuta came, took him back. Why not you? Why not us? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. That is ISKCON. That is Prabhupada. This is ISKCON. This is Prabhupada. So any question, any comment? Oops. Sorry. Any question relevant? A comment. Otherwise, come. Ask, please, relevant question, not, or comment.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
So, You told me that how to convert dukkhas into sukhas by practicing yoga or helping to poor people or...
No, I didn't say helping poor people. I say bringing everybody to Krishna consciousness.
Chanting.
One who is not Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, I am going ahead. You are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram or any other mantra you have for this converting in this sukhas into sukhas. Thank you, sir.
Very good, you are welcome. Come here and, but you chant Hare Krishna, but don't give up sinful activity, then you may not get that result. I'm sorry. So still you have some bad habit, which is you're not supposed to do. You have to be in a mode of goodness to get mercy of Krishna. You have to control your tongue. Going out in the street, you have maybe taken food, everything your wife or mother gave. You go out chasing somebody, is taking pani puri. Somebody, cancer. Now Krishna won't accept your Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Maybe those who are not doing better, you are better than that, but not get full benefit. Understand? Don't mind. That is ISKCON is teaching. You come here, you give up your habit. A nice prasad. And at home ask your, who cooks, your mother, wife, sister, daughter. Very good, ma'am. Any other? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, we were hearing about that you met Srila Prabhupada in London in 1970 or so. Can you describe something about your personal experiences with Srila Prabhupada?
Now, this you will get in books, but rather you ask spiritual question, I'll ask. This many asked, this is already in the books. You know, ask a relevant question. This is in the books there. Prabhupada also sometimes, Prabhupada says, ask spiritual question. This is getting. It's there. How I met, what he asked. So I am sure you are. Yes. Yeah, you want to ask a question. Please, sir.
Krishna in our mind and soul.
Yeah, very good. Already you said. First thing, you have to associate with devotees. And give up bad association. If you like it, then take prasad, chant Hare Krishna, do some service, automatically you will realize. But not think of other thing than Krishna consciousness. You have to know how to make adjustment, dovetail your life, mold your life in such a way that everything for the pleasure of Krishna is doing. It is not that I like mushroom, I like this and that, so outside everything. No. You have to eat food in the mode of goodness, what Krishna likes, that you offer. Mode in the food of goodness, and you take that. Take offer and then. This little restriction. That's all. It's not very difficult. You get a higher taste, now automatically some bad habit maybe, sometime, people have, then he automatically gives up. You get a higher taste, then you always think of Krishna. Of course, it is not easy to always think of Krishna also. Because of our bad habit, before we are thinking so many things. Even standing in front of Radha Gopinath, I may not think Radha Gopinath something else. Because it is said, old habit dies hard. That is why it is very important to stay in a bhakti atmosphere where all the devotees are. If not, you regularly come, or those with whom you associate, make them bhakta, then it is easier. To achieve something, to get something which is very, very valuable, you have to give proper price. This is the price. Otherwise, kindergarten, also you can study mathematics and also master degree. So you can, that level can become Krishna conscious. Make sense? But if you pay price, you can go higher and higher. If material life is like this, education, what to speak of spiritual is unlimited. Understand? So ISKCON, so many people are coming, taking prasad, as your devotee, being happy, peaceful, joyful. No anxiety, no tension. Make sense? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Yes. Yes, sir. time. Half past. This is the last question. This is the last question. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, thank you for your wonderful lecture. I would like to ask one question about you told the story of Ajamila. And this is what happened in Mumbai every time we go on work. And this is how to cultivate such thing that we should not become Ajamila in our life. That is very difficult in city like Mumbai. It is, you know, the way people are dressing and the way girls and women are conducting themselves. So how do we cultivate such kind of things so that we can protect ourselves to become a Ajamil like that?
Yes.
So.
That is the challenge. This is the challenge. We have to face. Life means there is challenge. Previously, the people dress something. Now, the ladies, please forgive me. Now they may be changing. They may say, why you get agitated? Why you not restrain yourself? What answer will give? Only you become Krishna conscious. If she come to Krishna consciousness, she also dress with sari, this, that, not tight dress revealing the body. That is the way to solve. But if you have to go outside to work, what you'll do? So you be well charged spiritually, come to ISKCON temple in the atmosphere, become strong so that Krishna will protect you. How to protect yourself? This is a challenge. Everybody has particular nature. Some lady asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, sannyasi thinks I am Maya. What to do? Why they think it's... Prabhupada little smile to her. Because she is maybe a daughter, another maybe a son. He said, you also dress in such a way to attract others. What can they can do? Dress yourself differently. That is why they see they have to protect themselves. Make sense? This is material nature. What can be done? Everybody has particular nature. But we adopted with Krishna consciousness. That is perfection. In the spiritual world also there are men, women and the strong bondage, attraction. That is material world. But when you go to the spiritual world, they may be husband, wife, men, women there, but their attraction towards Krishna. In this way, it is harmonized. It is harmonized. It is adjustment is made. Proper adjustment. Krishna consciousness means proper adjustment. Harmony. Some flowers, they are not beautiful. Some are very beautiful. Some are very fragrant. Maybe beautiful, not fragrant. But it is unity in diversity. You make all these things together, make a nice garden, make a nice bouquet, and present to Radharani. Please, Radharani, give it to Krishna. Radharani said, Krishna, here is a nice boy, a nice girl. He gave a nice, wonderful bouquet to you, garland. Please take it. I don't know how to make it, but he knows. And Krishna Radharani, top devotee, is recommending. Krishna at once accepts. And your life is perfect. If Krishna smiles, that is perfection. Yes? Shang Siddhi Haritoshanam. If Krishna is happy, then we become happy. But I want to become happy. It doesn't matter whether I become happy or not. That is material world. You have to suffer. That is everybody is doing, unfortunately. Yes? Yes, that is material world. Envious, envious. Krishna consciousness means no enviousness, no politics. Then you can be happy. See everybody. Everybody, within everybody's spirit, soul is there. Krishna is there. So I have to treat him that way. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. No may deshwasti no. Everybody is part and parcel of Krishna. You badly treat your brother and sister, you hurt your father and mother. Yes? Right. But the devotee knows, everybody is children of Krishna. Don't hurt anybody. Love everybody as his own family members. Then it's no problem. Yes? But who can understand this? Not reading book. He has to be Brahminically qualified. One is Brahmin, he say. He won't even cut a tree. He will feel hurt within this tree. He is the embodiment, he is the temple of Krishna. Krishna is within there, a Paramatma. Why shall I hurt? He feels. He feels. It's not just book knowledge. He can see the spirit everywhere. Advanced purpose. Hare Krishna. May Lord bless us. May Lord bless us.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for your wonderful class. So let us thank His Holiness Subhak Swami Maharaj for His wonderful association. And if you want Him to come again, let us three times loudly chant.
Hare Krishna.